everybody. Welcome to Harry Says Yes, episode 123. Welcome. Here we are again, another week. Back at the podcast, and we're having a good time. I got a couple of dudes I want to talk to you about. I'm going to do that. First, I'm going to introduce my co-host for the episode. You may know him from his work in the blockchain industry, or his band. It's Mark Drake. Welcome to the podcast, Mark.
I'm glad to be here, Harry.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm fine.
You
I'm
feel a little tired. Okay?
You know, as good as I can.
When I saw you today, you seemed a little run down.
A little run down.
I didn't want to say anything until we got on the podcast.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
No problem.
No, I'm fine. Thank you.
Is this your first time on a podcast?
This is my first time on any podcast.
You think
correct?
You're going to do it all the time now?
I think this is already my last experience, but thank you. Yeah.
That's totally fair. I'm glad that your first experience will be a thorough one, because you, as the co-host this evening, you have a number of responsibilities, as
oh,
you
dear.
Know.
Yeah. Okay.
The first one, of course, is to introduce our guest for the evening. Please introduce him and tell me three things about him.
Oh, boy. I'd like to introduce our very next guest. He's a very special, wonderful person. This is, of course, Big Top Andy.
Big Top.
He
said he was a wonderful person.
He's a wonderful person. That's one. Mm-hmm. Big Top is his nickname. That's
yep,
two.
That's two.
And he was harassed violently the security guard downstairs.
You were made a cuck. The security guard cucked you. Welcome to the podcast, Andy Pitch.
Hey, everybody.
How you doing? Sorry I called you a cuck immediately.
No, it's okay. I mean, he slept with my wife and I was right there, so...
Fits. Welcome back to the podcast, Andrew.
Thanks.
How are you having fun?
Aside from the whole cuckolding thing?
Yeah.
Great.
And I should say, you know, you weren't my first choice to be here tonight. That's a poor way to say it.
No, we had
a guest who dropped out at the last minute. We shall not speak their name. But
who is it?
We shall not speak their name. But you in a pinch, you came like from Bensonhurst?
Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah, nobody knows.
Yeah.
It's way down south Brooklyn. Not quite Coney Island, but...
You made it work, and we're all very proud of you.
My pleasure.
Hey, it's mine. So, Mark, your next responsibility is to read these announcements. Do you think you can handle it, or are you going to fuck it up like you did that last thing?
I'm probably going to do about as well as I did last time.
All right.
Harry Says Yes. Announcements.
Yeah.
The podcast has a Twitter.
What?
It's true.
It does.
Yeah.
Did you set that up?
I did not, actually.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, I can find who did, and I'll thank them for you.
Thank you.
It's at Harry Podcast.
That's a good one. What kind of things do you think they should tweet at me?
They should probably tweet you household recipes for, cleaning products.
Sure, make my own...
Like Windex or, you know, like homemade, like Borax, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have been paying too much for Borax.
That's true.
My wife.
And I have all the... What'd you say?
I said my wife.
I know what you said. Yeah. All right, what's that next one? Thanks for being here, Andy.
The podcast also has an email.
Huh?
It's true.
I mean, everyone does these days.
Yeah, I mean...
What is it?
It's harry@harrysaysyes.com.
Huh. What kind of things do you think that they should email me?
Probably, you know, like those emails with lots of like sad puppies getting like nuked or something. Like,
what?
Oh, Obama's gonna kill us all. That kind of thing.
Oh, so like a forwards.
Yeah, that sort of thing. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I'd love that. Oh, you failed and you let the my phone lock. And now you can't read the announcements. So
it's true. I thought I could guess your password.
What'd you guess?
246010.
That's not so far off. Yeah. Andy, what's your phone password?
There's no password.
Oh, you just open to the world.
Totally unlocked. There's a little lock symbol, and you just drag it up. That's how confident I am.
Have anything that if found, like, are you? What's on your phone that is
nothing that I would be? I mean, stuff I might be embarrassed of. Just like. Shitty like joke ideas, but like
okay. So we'll play a game later where Mark takes your phone and flips through it. And,
sure.
Okay.
Looking forward to it.
There's nothing. I wouldn't. You know what? Email Harry, and Harry will send you a random photograph from my camera roll.
Yeah, sounds great. Yeah, it's Harry@harrypodcast. Wait, what is it?
Harry@harrysaysyes.com.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
It's fancy.
I logged into my Gmail for the first time. My podcast Gmail. It's not good in there.
What's wrong with it?
I don't know. It's like emails. Like the last email was from like 7 months ago, and it's just like spam. Mm. It's not good. So send me some emails, guys. It bums me out.
You know something that people could send you?
What's that?
They could record something on their phone and send it into the podcast.
Yeah.
It's super easy. It's so easy.
Yeah, that's one of my catchphrases. This is Harry Says Yes. It's a podcast about saying yes to things. So they can send in things that they're saying yes to. We'll hear one of those a little later in the podcast. Are you excited about that, Mark Drake?
I'm so stoked.
Part of the what
super
you need
pumped.
To be doing is like, you're my hype man. You need to like build things up. It's kind of hot in here. We're all wearing sweaters, we can pop these shirts right off if we're having a problem. But anyway, Mark Drake, what's up with these announcements? Why are they taking so long?
I keep getting cut off.
You know who I saw on the street?
Who's that?
Well, this was a couple of years ago, but Dylan McDermott.
Cool.
No shit.
Wearing all denim. Anyway, continue.
Dylan McDermott.
Yeah.
We're going to hear some of those things that people sent in.
I already said that.
Oh, no, but when we play, and also play movie game. 5,000.
I love that game. That sounds
such a
good
game. Stop reading now.
All right, great. Mark Drake, good work on those announcements.
I tried really hard.
He did good. He did good. Didn't he do well, Andy?
He did. Probably better than I did. First couple times.
Did you do it before?
First time I was on, yeah.
Yeah. How was that?
As an experience? Or
yeah.
How did I do?
How was it as an experience?
I had a good time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, so welcome to Harry Says Yes, episode 123. Mark and Andy, how do you guys feel? Give me a scale of 1 to 10 real quick. Andy.
1 being the...
1 feeling good, 10 being bad. Normal scale.
Solid 3.
Oh, good.
Rocking a 2.8.
Whoa.
Yeah.
A couple of good... We'll take your temperature again at the end of the podcast and see how it's changed. So, as you know, this is a podcast about saying yes to things, opening your heart to the world, opening your mind to space, and bringing new things into your life, saying yes to stuff. We're going to go around the circle. We're going to talk about something that we've said yes to. First things first, I'm going to play something that was sent in. I'll be honest, I solicited this right before the podcast, and as everyone knows, I do not listen to them. This is 8 seconds. It's sent in by a friend of the show, Craig Klyla. Let's see how it goes.
This week I'm saying yes to trying the new cranberry brie panini from Pret-A-Manger. I heard it's pretty good.
Great. New cranberry panini from Pret.
Cranberry brie.
Yeah. What do you guys think about brie?
You know,
I think it's bullshit.
Why do you think it's bullshit?
I don't know.
That is an outlandish statement.
I don't know. I just think it's bullshit. Seems dumb.
Have you ever had brie on like some bread with a little apple on it?
I've had brie on bread with a little apple on it.
Okay. Sorry. I just want to make sure.
You know what it was like?
What?
Bullshit on bread with a little apple on it.
How do you feel about Brie Larson?
Oh, she seems lovely.
Yeah. I think so too.
Well, you guys like. So I think it's. Pret-a-manger. It's French.
Really?
I think so.
I've been walking around saying pret-a-manger like an asshole.
It's too many of those, like, you know, French, chain stores around. There's, like, Sur la Table.
Sure.
There's pret-a-manger. There's Alain Arty.
Sure. Yeah, it's, get them out of our country. That's what I think. Yeah. But welcome to the podcast. Oh, yeah. So apple and
welcome to American Frenchies.
So cranberry. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go around the table real quick. Give a quick yes or no on these ingredients, and then we'll move on. So it's a panini. So you guys like paninis? Yes or no, Mark?
I had a panini for dinner. I love paninis.
Okay, Andy.
Yeah.
Solid nod and a yep from Andy. So are you guys gonna try this sandwich?
I will not try it.
I won't either.
All right. Sorry, Craig, you lose this segment, but let's see what we're saying yes to. I'll start. I've been saying yes to, I've been carrying around a little water bottle with some water in it so I can drink it throughout the day, put it in my backpack. I always got water. It's great. Every time I'm feeling a little thirsty, reach down there, got some water. Where is it right now? Oh, here it is. Here's my water. It's a trusty water bottle full of water.
He just reached down.
And there it was. Here we go. Anyway, hydration's important. And I'm finally paying attention to my body, telling me that it's slowly drying out and dying. So that's what I'm saying. Let's go around the table to our next guest. It's Mark Drake. Mark Drake, what's up with you? What are you saying yes to these days?
You know, the other day I said yes to getting a pizza with escarole on it.
Now, I know what escarole is, but Andy's not as cultured as some of us here.
Of course,
Pret-a-manga.
So, what is that?
It's a kind of lettuce.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's like romaine, and it like. On a pizza, it like got everything all soggy and wet.
Yeah.
Do they shred it, or is it just like lay like a big leaf on top?
It was like several big leaves, and it was like I saw him put it in the oven, and it was like just a mound of leaves, like half a foot high, and then like it all like boiled out.
Weird.
Yeah, and then it was fine. It was okay. It was a little soggy, but I did say yes to it, so that's what I'm going.
Yeah,
with.
That's good. Yeah, I've never I've had like pizzas with like a shit ton of like. You know, other leaves on it, but never that leaf.
Well, there you go.
Do you like leaves in general?
They're okay. Some leaves are better than others, I gotta say.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
All right. Andy, what are you saying yes to this week?
You know the rapper Dram?
Yes.
The only song I had heard of his for like, I don't know, 3 years was that Cha Cha song.
I don't know if I know that one. How's it go?
Have you heard Hotline Bling?
Have I heard Hotline Bling?
Basically, it was Hotline Bling, and then that was what the song sounds like, and Drake was like, that sounds good, and he made Hotline Bling, and that became a huge hit.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Anyway, I hated Cha-Cha.
Oh, no.
Despised it.
What do you think about Hotline Bling?
You know what? I'm kind of indifferent to it.
Anytime, I think for the rest of my life, something like the other day I bought an item, and it was $6.19. So now I'm always like, I know when that's 6:19. Andy, you were talking.
About a week or so ago, that was strange. I just slurred everything in that sentence.
Welcome to my world.
Yeah. About a week ago, I made a playlist for a friend on Spotify.
I didn't know you were on Spotify.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if you heard of it, but I'm on Spotify. It's cool. Thing called Spotify. In an attempt to give some music recommendations, and I ended up making a playlist that was 8 hours long.
Jesus.
Yeah. And this friend wanted to, you know, give me, I was like, hey, you should give me some stuff too. She made a playlist that was about half that long. She didn't even have to go that long.
Yeah.
But she went above and beyond and made a 4-hour playlist. And one of the songs on there was a Dram song, which I enjoyed thoroughly. And then I listened to the album that he put out last year.
Which song is it?
Cash Machine.
Cash Machine.
It's got a sample from Ray Charles, who I'm a big fan of. Uh-huh. And yeah, I said yes to that, and I'm glad I did.
Great. This was good.
This is nice.
I think we all learned a little something.
Learned a little something about myself, about yourselves. This was great.
Who do you think you learned more about?
Considering that I met Andy about 15 minutes ago, I'm going to say Andy, because there's just this lower barrier.
Yeah, yeah. That's fair. Yeah. All right. Well, hopefully it'll shift as we move on.
I'm so glad to be here.
Oh, boy. Well, guys, that was this week in saying yes. Let me hear that closing theme.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
That was just the closing theme.
Nice.
Yeah.
You know what I like. So up next is we got to know you a little bit, but I'd like to get to know you a little better. And I think we'll do it with this following segment. It's a segment where we really dig deep into your minds and your bodies. It's called Ask Harry a Question. It's where you ask me a question and everyone judges you on how interesting the question is. Can I please hear the opening theme to Ask Harry a Question?
He's got to know what the question is.
Ask Harry a question. As the theme song states, I do in fact need to know what the question is. Andy, we'll start with you. It's time for me to ask you to ask me a question. Andy, will you please ask me a question?
Yes, I will. Can I ask a question before the question?
Unfortunately, no, you can't. That was your question, and thank you very much.
All right.
Mark, no, go ahead.
Have you ever played Mad Libs?
I have played Mad Libs.
Are you a fan of Mad Libs?
I am a fan of Mad Libs.
How many Mad Libs in a row do you think you could do? Like the maximum you could do and consecutively. Enjoy myself? Like full Mad Lib pages, not like answering a question for a Mad Lib.
Like, why am I doing it? Like,
you are being, you're on a Japanese game show.
Okay.
Where if you don't, like, do 100 Mad Libs in a row, you get hit with a giant, like, I don't know, beaver tail or something.
Jesus.
And you fall into a pit of hot chili.
What's the game show called?
I don't know. Like, rodent meat or something? I don't know.
Wow. That just sounds great.
You're on one of these, like, wacky shows where, like, the consequence is just, it's, you don't win any, the win is that you don't get punished.
Yeah, get hit with a beaver tail.
Do you think you could do
100 Mad Libs?
And if not 100, how many do you think you could do?
I don't think that I could do 100 Mad Libs. Andy, I'll be honest with you.
Okay.
I think that I would lose interest pretty fast, and I'd be like, give me that sweet beaver tail. I think I would probably do, like 84.
That's a lot. You don't think you could power through 60
I think when I get to that last 60, I'd be like, no, thank you. Wow. Done with this. There are only so many adverbs, you know?
Right, but I mean, like, I'm surprised that you would go that far, and then after that amount of, like, the time you put in.
Well, Andy, what can I say? I'm a surprising guy. Mark Drake, now it's time for me to ask you to ask me a question. Please ask me a question.
Have you ever considered how a dog feels when you order it around, when you tell it to sit, tell it to stay, that sort of thing?
I'll be honest with you, Mark. I try not to talk to dogs.
Really?
Yeah.
Just nonverbal communication? I mean, sign language?
Rarely is there anything I need to communicate.
I mean, like, stop doing that.
That's true. So usually I just look passive-aggressively at their master and have them take care of it.
You're not a dog person, then? You know,
it's something that I'm coming to terms with, but I don't care for dogs.
Really?
I mean, do I dislike dogs?
Yeah.
No.
No.
Do I like dogs? Yeah. If there's a dog in front of me and there's a sign that says, pet me, I'm soft, I'd pet it. But for the most part,
you just want a casual. You want to keep it cash.
Absolutely. It's like I want like a nephew that's a dog, you know.
Okay. So you've never like spoken to a dog.
Spoken to a dog,
but you never thought about how
I've never your considered tone a dog's would make it feel. I've never considered a dog's feelings.
Fair enough.
I got 3 minutes into that dog movie and I stopped it.
What dog movie?
What's that dog movie? A dog's life or like a dog's purpose. Mission purpose. Dog's purpose. I was like, I don't care about this purpose. Yeah. And then I watched Nine Lives with Kevin Spacey. The best cat movie there is, everybody. This was a few months ago, so that's
okay. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. It doesn't matter.
Anyway, that's how you play Ask Harry a Question. Let me hear that closing theme.
Do you remember how the opening went?
He had to know when he was told. That's true, and thank you. Guys, we've pretty much reached the end of the first segment.
Oof.
Do you think that anyone listening would be compelled to listen to the second segment?
People are listening.
That's a good question, and the answer remains to be seen. Andrew, what do you think?
I think people would continue listening after this point?
Yeah.
I don't know. Do we have something we can entice them to continue listening?
Oh, good call. Well, we have next up is a game segment. We're going to play Movie Game 5000. We're going to play...
And the loser gets hit with a beaver tail and a giant boiling pot of chili.
Tune in after that, everybody. Oh, boy. I'm beyond all that fuck shit. Yeah. Hey, hey, no telling what I'm feeling. Hey, I'm beyond. Hey, everybody, welcome back to Harry Says Yes, episode 123. We're here. We got Andy.
Mm-hmm.
We got Mark.
Hey.
We're having a good time.
That's right.
And I'm hoping that it never stops.
Good times don't stop.
Yeah. We're in the game segment. Andy, do you like games?
Love them.
Mark, do you like games?
They're okay. Sometimes. Depends on the game.
Well, I think you're going to like this game, because this first game is called... First of all, I need to tell you that I created this game, and it's good. It's called Movie Game 5000. Let me hear that opening theme.
Movie Game 5000. Movie Game 5000.
That started with a lot of gusto. Tapered off. That was good. You're nailing the themes there. Is Mark short for anything? Marcus?
No, just Mark.
Just Mark.
No.
Mark Drake.
That's right.
I like your name. I try and say it as much as I can.
Please do.
Mark Drake.
Feels good.
What's your middle name? Cornelius?
Chapel.
Chapel.
Yeah.
Chapel's fun too.
It is fun.
Chapel.
Yeah.
Chapel.
Chiappy.
Say it, Andy.
Chapel.
You seem tired.
I am.
Had a long ride.
I was literally in bed when you texted me. And I was like, I could go.
You're a very nice person.
I try.
You're like our Al Roker. And back on when Conan was on, anytime a guest canceled, they'd call Al Roker and he'd walk downstairs because they were both in 30 Rock.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember ever seeing Al Roker on The Late Show.
Well, people often don't cancel on Conan. He's a lot of fun.
You're like, it only happened one time.
All right, so Movie Game 5000. Are you guys familiar with the website Rotten Tomatoes?
Sure.
Yes.
Great. You know that it's an aggregate. They take a lot of reviews. They give you a score based on those reviews, etc.
Mm-hmm.
So how this game will work is I'm going to read you a rotten score and then a fresh score and vice versa as it goes on. And based on those snippets of reviews, you're going to have to try and guess what the film that they're reviewing is. And then we'll move on to round two.
Question.
Yes.
Are these modern, recent releases, or are they all
time? It will
time?
Just be one film, and it will be a film. It should be a film that both of you know.
Okay. Fair enough.
Are we working as a team, or as individuals?
Oh, you are very much against each other.
All right.
Movie game 5000. How this works, I already explained it. This first one is a rotten review. The dashes of momentum are just a tease. It's hard to remember the last time this much sex was this tedious. You each get a single guess.
50 Shades Darker.
That is incorrect.
Damn.
But
is that the name of the movie?
A good guess.
The
I
sequel?
Think it's the new one, yeah.
Well, it's the newest one. All I know with the advertisements that say, like, don't miss the climax.
It's
I'm
Shades,
like, what is this?
Shades of Grey, Darker, and...
90-minute climax.
Freed, that's right.
Freed, yeah. Yeah, the last one's just, they finally come.
It's a 90-minute funny show.
That's the tagline. Mark Drake, would you like to venture a guess?
Twilight, the third one.
The third book or the third film?
Third film.
Because that's just the first half of the last book.
Oh, shit. Well,
the Harry Potter.
That's what I'll go with.
All right.
Part one.
That's incorrect.
Okay.
Up next is a fresh review.
It for made, the same movie?
For the same film.
Okay.
It's a film.
I apologize.
Film.
It may not be your conventional Valentine's Day date movie. Wait, is that right? No, that's the wrong one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. No, that's right. It may not be... What? Oh, yeah. It may not be your... Okay. It may not be your conventional Valentine's Day date movie, but it looks... But it looks set to give audiences more pleasure than pain. Andy, we'll start with you.
50 Shades of Grey?
50 Shades of Grey is correct!
Oh. I just started from the first one.
Alright, well... That's the game. Guess we'll, I wrote a bunch of more questions, but I guess we'll just move on. Good work, Andy.
Great game.
Had all these fun little things that I was going to do.
I can't think of any other movie.
Some audience questions. I mean, I started too easy, but all the reviews were pretty much, they were just making sex puns.
Mm-hmm.
One of the reviews I was going to read was, haven't seen the movie and never will. That wouldn't have been helpful.
Was anyway, that from a...
It was an audience. I had a couple audience reviews in here that were like... my wife made me watch it and it wasn't that bad. Alright, so up next is round two. This is about the same film. Mark, remind the audience what the film is.
50 Shades of Grey.
Absolutely. So now what happens is you're going to try and guess the critic's score for the film 50 Shades of Grey.
In percentage.
In percentage. And if you nail it, you get to slap the other person.
Oh shit.
The person who's closest wins. But if you nail it, slap on the face. Andy, you won that last round.
Yeah.
So, Mark, we'll start with you.
Wait, whose review are we guessing?
We're doing
the
film. What? We're doing critics.
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 The overall critic review?
Overall okay, critics score on RottenTomatoes.com.
I will venture a guess with 15%.
15%. A low percentage.
Wow.
Andrew?
48.
The correct answer was 25.
Ooh.
It gives it to our friend Mark Drake here. Because he's closest, right?
That's closest. Price is Right rules, yeah.
Yeah.
This isn't but Price is Right rules. It's just closest. Which number?
He
which
just
one?
Shut you down, Andy.
Fuck Bob Barker.
Whoa.
He's a bad guy. He's had several sexual harassment claims against him.
Yeah. And Drew Carey, by the way, super fat.
No, he's lost the weight.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I'm way behind the times.
I got no horse in this race.
So Mark gets the point. Up next, we're going to try and guess the audience score. Do they like it more? Do they like it less? Do they like it the same? We'll find out. Andy, tell us what you think that is.
More.
Okay. No, please guess the percentage.
48.
All right, Mark. Marcus?
I'm going to say 61.
61? Oh, you think that the...
I think they squeaked by with the audience.
All right. Well, the correct answer is... 41%.
Ah, shit.
Andy, point goes to you.
Glad it's not Price is Right.
That gives you 3 points to Mark's one. 2 points
two
to
points.
Mark's
yeah.
one. Luckily, this next round is worth 10 points.
Oh, snap.
Do you guys... this is the lightning round. We're going to put 30 seconds on the clock. Well, do either of you know who directed 50 Shades of Grey?
Nope.
No idea.
Her name was Sam Taylor Johnson.
Huh.
Sam Taylor Johnson. I've never heard of him either. But how this is going to work is, Andy, you'll say Sam.
Mm-hmm.
Mark, you'll say Taylor Johnson. And then you'll repeat those words for 30 seconds back and forth. And then the last one to have finished speaking before time runs out wins.
I have to say, I feel like I have an unfair advantage.
Well,
in saying a three-letter word as opposed to...
Hey, it's not. That's just the way.
As opposed to 2 7-letter words or however much Taylor
Johnson.
Do
you have any questions?
I guess not.
You can make it last as long as you want, or you can speed through it. You'd be like Taylor Johnson. You'd be like Taylor Johnson. You'd be like Sam. You know?
I know.
You get it? You can be like Sam. Anyway, it's Movie Game 5000. We're gonna start.
Invented by him.
Ready, go.
Sam.
Taylor Johnson.
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 Sam.
Excuse me. Taylor Johnson.
Sam.
Taylor Johnson.
Sam.
Taylor hyphen Johnson.
Sam.
Taylor Johnson.
Samantha?
Taylor Johnson.
Sam.
Taylor Johnson.
Sam.
Taylor Johnson.
Sam.
Andy, unfortunately, you win! Congratulations!
Oh, unfortunately.
Well, at first I thought Mark won, and then I remembered Sam was such a short word, and then you won. So that's how you play Movie Game 5000. Let me hear that closing theme.
When you hear that movie game.
Very good.
Harry that's likes to play that name. I don't know. What's the...
5,000.
Yeah. What's the name of the movie?
50 Shades of Grey.
It's just 50 Shades of Grey. There's no, like...
No. The sequel is darker. The last one is Freed. We went over this.
It's really confusing. How do I know which one's the first or the second or the third?
Well, Grey, and then it gets darker, and then she's freed.
That makes zero goddamn sense, Harry.
Well, read the books.
Wow.
Did you?
No. I read the Wikipedia pages of the books.
Very erotic Wikipedia articles,
oh, yeah.
I take it?
I jacked off. just kidding. I don't jack off. Mark, how do you think the Movie Game 5000 went?
I thought you were going to ask about Jack. That went pretty well. I'm a little disappointed in my performance, but, you know, I'll.
But the game's good?
Game is great.
Cool. Oh. Andy, you think the game's good?
Do I think the game is good?
Yeah.
Yeah, good is a good.
That's all I go for is good. Oh, the timer's still running. It's been 2 minutes. All right, so that's Movie Game 5000. Up next is a little game called... Do you care? Can I please show the opening theme to Do You Care?
Do you care?
Do you care?
Do you care?
Do you care? So how this works is I'm going to say a thing to you, Mark.
Okay.
You're going to say whether or not you care about that thing and why. And then, Andy, you'll be asked the same question. And you'll do the same thing. And then, wait. I think that's how it works. Maybe we go around a circle. Let's go around a circle. So, Mark, I'll ask you if you care about something. You'll say yes or no. Then you'll ask Andy. And then we'll go around like that.
Cool.
That sound good?
Yep.
Sounds great.
I haven't played this game in a while, so I sort of forget how it works. I also came up with this game, but it's less intricate than Movie Game 5000. Mark?
Yeah.
Do you care about cheetahs?
Yes.
Why?
You know, like, they're the fastest land mammal, right?
As far as I know, fastest shit. Yeah.
Like, I think that we should work with them to solve some of our problems, you know?
What problems do you think that cheetahs could help solve?
I mean, like
deliveries and stuff?
Yeah, you know? Like,
Jeff Bezos.
Exactly, yeah. You know? Like, Amazon's doing great. Maybe they could work something out.
Mm-hmm. You don't need drones.
Yeah.
You don't need drones. Strap them on a fucking cheetah.
Exactly. Well, how awesome would that be if a cheetah came to your WeWork?
Very good.
Delivered your, I don't know what you have delivered to you.
Mostly snacks.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, beef jerky.
It would eat the beef jerky.
Well, see, this is such a... The whole plane falls apart.
Whatever.
All right, Mark, ask Andy if he cares about something.
Andy?
Yes?
Do you care about trading bitcoins?
No.
Why not?
I just don't care. I really, like, every time the word Bitcoin comes up, I it might as well be like simoleons from The Sims or something. Like, I have no interest in it whatsoever. I do believe cryptocurrency is something that will continue to exist. But everyone that I've ever talked to that knows anything about that, or anyone I've heard talk about it, says like Bitcoin's going to be dead in like 5 years. Okay. Like, I read that, and then like I went to a taping of a different podcast, and there was somebody there who her job was to predict trends in technology and things like that.
That sounds like a much better podcast.
it was on a different trivia podcast, but okay. She was a guest.
To think of this as a trivia podcast. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, there's no 5,000 in any of the names of the games, but they did ask questions, yikes. And this lady basically said the same thing. She echoed what I had read in a bunch of other articles, saying like it's going to be dead. Oh. And everybody's like, oh, it's worth this much. I'm like, great. I don't have any, so I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm not going to buy any now.
I liken it to vaping in the way that everyone started doing it without me realizing it, and they won't shut up about it.
Do you vape now?
I mean, I don't vape cigarettes, if that's what you're asking. You know what I'm talking about.
I don't know what you're getting at.
Yeah, a blockchain vape. What's blockchain mean? I don't care. Anyway, Andy, now it's time for you to ask me something, baby. How you feeling?
About what? Bitcoin?
No, if I care about something.
Do you care? Do you care about the homeless?
Jeez. I mean...
Gotten heavy, man.
Capital H homeless, or...
This isn't a movie called The Homeless. This is like homeless people. Do you care about homeless people?
Yes, I care. I mean, yes, of course I care about homeless people. But like, to what extent are you asking? Like, I'm not going to like bring them into my home. If that's what I'm not going to give them a home.
Solve that problem.
Yeah, I lived in a room with an I lived in an apartment with an empty room for several months, but I didn't bring in a homeless person to live there. Although I passed some sometimes and thought, I could probably live with that guy.
Yeah.
Is that what you're asking?
Not specifically, but...
You're asking if I ever see a homeless person on the street and think, with a shower, that guy could probably be my friend?
Yeah, that's exactly what my question is.
The answer is yes, Andy. The answer is all the time.
All right.
Mark Drake, do you care about Smurfs?
No, I don't give a shit about the Smurfs.
Really?
Yeah. I watched them all the time when I was a kid, but I just remember that was like the boring shit between Looney Tunes and Dexter's Laboratory.
You know that they're little blue men who live in toadstools?
I was aware.
They wear white pants and hats?
No. Okay. By the way, let's backtrack.
Okay.
It's like 80 little blue men and one little blue woman.
Sure.
All right. Get your facts straight.
All right.
All right. Just saying.
I'm sorry that I misgendered... Lady Smurf.
Smurfette, okay.
Smurfette.
You're not being any more respectful by calling her by the wrong name there.
Sorry.
And you know, Golgamorth? Was that the guy's name?
Andy.
What did you say?
The bad guy. The monk. He's a man of God. His name's like Golgothor or something.
It's Gargamel.
Gargamel. Yeah. Thank you.
You seem like you would have known that, Andy.
I did. All right. It's in a song called Web by The Roots.
You know a lot of good music. You should make me a playlist sometime.
I got an 8-hour one in the chamber if you want it.
Anyway, go ahead, Mark. What were you talking about? What the hell were you talking about?
Gargamel's just trying to, like, you know, develop this forest land into some build
is
it,
that what his
build
purpose
up
was
some like? Economic opportunity for the people in the town, you know.
So you sound like a one of the Captain Planet villain apologists right now.
Yeah, you're definitely on the wrong side.
Like, they're just trying to build a community. They had to get rid of some trees to clear some land.
Some of these old timers just don't want to leave. They lock themselves down and they ruin it for the rest of us.
Yeah.
How big were the Smurfs supposed to be?
Like three small, apples high, right?
Like this little deck.
They couldn't
right?
take
no,
up that
three
much.
Apples.
They didn't need to take up that much space.
The three apples.
If we're high. On Gargamel's side, they could have.
Could have built
how many Smurfs? 80 Smurfs.
Yeah. Something like that, 80 right?
80 times three plus.
Well, 81
plus three,
including.
well, like
for the three lady Smurf apple. That's not that much space.
What? Oh,
that's a bushel. What? Two bushels max.
Yeah.
That's
about and two why bushels. Do they? Why do they need to live in toadstools? Why can't they just build little houses? You know.
I don't know.
Because they're lazy.
You're right, Mark.
Smurfs.
They suck.
Fuck the Smurfs.
Mark, do you want to ask Andy if he cares about something? This guy? I don't know if he cares about anything. I'm looking at myself.
Yeah. Was you saying that to yourself as you looked at your reflection?
Yeah. I got a lot of stuff going on.
Andy.
Yes.
Do you care about the hot new Broadway musical every season?
No, not because I have anything against musicals, but I just I feel like I can't keep up with them.
Yeah, it's also for me, it's a cost thing. Like, I'm not gonna once something is popular enough that I know I want to see it, I'm just never gonna be able to see it.
Well, and by the time I get around to seeing something, I think the only thing I saw within a relatively short time span of it being out was Book of Mormon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But most everything else, by the time I see it, it's nine casts down, and you can tell even those casts are kind of tired. So you're not seeing a grade A performance.
Yeah.
But I enjoy musicals, but I really, it's hard for me to keep up because it's not something that's on my radar.
That's fair. I feel like most of the time, anytime I'm at a Broadway show and it's pretty new show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm just surrounded by people that are oh yeah, I just felt like going to a show, dropped $800, whatever. No, they're not excited about it. They're just rich and can afford to just go to a Broadway show whenever they want.
Yeah. I should say, when I saw Book of Mormon, I was in standing room in the back. I stood for the whole show.
Oh my God.
I've seen a show in standing room before.
It wasn't, and that was still expensive. So you know what?
What, buddy?
I'm going to write a musical this year. I'm putting it on tape now.
Cool.
So, I might hold myself to it now.
Yeah, sounds great. I'll be the cool guy in it.
Yeah.
I got a great voice.
I don't think I've ever heard you sing.
I know. I keep it. I hide it behind a bushel.
Bushel of apples.
A bushel of Smurfs. All right. Andy, ask me and then we'll move on.
Harry, do you care about... I'm trying to think of a hardball question.
Good.
Not like Chris Matthews, but a real tough answer.
Okay.
Do you care about, this is going to be tough, do you care about new math?
No. That's how you play. Do you care? We hear that closing theme.
Do you care?
Do you tell me now?
Good work,
do
guys.
Do you care?
I thought it was done. That's how you play.
Do you?
It's a fun bit. Do you care? Good work, everybody. That's that. We only got a couple more things to do, and then we're done with this bullshit.
Andy, nothing a host who wants to do his job.
I'm so hot, and I want to leave this room.
Real warm in here.
I'm telling you, we should pop these shirts off. No one ever wants to pop the shirts off. Andy, what are you drinking? A little Honest Tea?
It's disgusting.
Yeah, it's not good.
It says just a tad sweet, but it's all the way bad. it's not a tagline they're going to use, but it's not.
No, it's
this
not.
This is not satisfying me
in any
way.
Can't put that on a bottle. All right, so up next is a little game called How You Walkin'? You guys are both Android boys, so I don't know if you guys can even play this. Do your phones tell you how many steps you've taken?
They don't.
Interestingly, I downloaded a pedometer fitness kind of thing because I was curious how many steps I was taking per day. And sometime in the middle of the night, I rolled over onto my phone, or without knowing it, I turned something on in this app where every 5 minutes it declares how many steps you've taken. And the other aspect of that is, if you haven't taken any steps, which I had because it was the middle of the night and I was in my bed, it yells at you for not moving. And I was having these weird, like, hazy, I thought it was like a dream thing, so I wasn't, like, touching my phone, because I was just hearing a voice.
Yeah.
And I woke up to my phone yelling at me. It's like, you should move. Sweet.
No, that's the last thing I need. Well, I guess we won't play this game since you guys... So you just walk through life not knowing how many steps you've taken?
No, I do. That's why I downloaded the app.
Oh, well, what do you got for me, buddy?
For today?
Yeah, for today. Mark?
I don't do that shit.
Your phone probably knows.
Yeah, but I don't want to know that it knows.
What are you afraid of?
I'm afraid of Google finding out, like, how far I walk.
Yeah.
And then, like, sending me ads... saying like, oh man, you need new walking shoes, or oh, you must be walking a lot. You're probably self-conscious about your body. Like, I don't need that. I don't want Google telling me.
Are you self-conscious about your body?
Yeah.
Very. Do you jack off?
Yeah.
All right. Andy,
hard-hitting questions.
How many steps have you taken?
Today, not many. 1,198.
That's not a lot at all.
Yesterday was... 14,793.
Ooh.
How much is like a normal day of steps?
You're supposed to get 10,000 a day.
Seems like a lot.
Right?
Do you have a max? Like,
the most I've ever done?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Will you share it?
Yeah, I got to try and find it. Today I've taken like 4,900. Today I've taken 7,083 steps. Wow. 783.
7083. Last year, Valentine's Day, last year, February 14th, 2017, that was my personal record.
Oh.
Because I was real lonely walking around the city or something, because it was 31,002.
Wow.
Wow.
Let me see if I can figure out what my most is. Everyone really wants to know, and I'll tell them.
Part of the reason I downloaded it is because I often will, like, just see if I can walk someplace. If I have the time, I'm like, I wonder what it's like to walk there. And so, like, when I first moved to this place in Bensonhurst, for those who don't know, is, like, the middle of nowhere in Brooklyn.
Honestly never heard anyone... I've heard that word before, but I assumed it was, like, upstate or something.
No, it's way far south, and I decided I was going to see if I could walk home. And it's, like, 9 miles from where I was.
Did you?
Steps. Yeah.
All right. My maximum step score is 34,955. That was on June 21st, 2005.
Do you know what you were doing that day?
I think I was with Bodie Schallenberg when we walked around a lot.
I guess so.
Yeah, we were having fun. Mark Drake?
Yeah.
You didn't contribute that, so what do you got for us?
I don't fucking look at a phone and see, oh, I walked this far, I did this.
But
I
now
just
that you've seen
life.
How much fun it is, are you going to start?
I feel pretty left out, but, you know, I think that's your fault, not mine.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
All right, so a couple of more things we got to do. Up next is a game called What's Your Beautiful Mother's Name? It's where you tell me what your mother's name is. Mark Drake, what's your mother's name?
Mary Jane.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah. That's
you
great.
Just edit this down. Did you guys nodding at your pot references?
Andy,
leaves,
what's your beautiful?
Leaves, yeah.
Oh, like your mother's name is Leaves?
Leave Eric. My mother's name is Karen.
Karen.
That's very nice.
Karen Fitch.
Karen. Karen Louise Ronaldo.
Fitch. You shouldn't say your mother's maiden name because then people will hack you.
How
is this going on the internet?
Honestly, maybe not. Up next is a little game called Say Your Catchphrase. Mark, what's your catchphrase?
Shoobadoobow. Something
yeah,
like that.
Classic Mark. Andy, what you got for me?
Always dry the taint.
Oh.
Yeah.
How do you? I don't know.
Have I what?
Nothing.
And
finally, all we have left is a little game called "What's Your Secret?" It's where I ask you what your secret is, and you tell me. You got a secret that's been burdening you? Let it off, and don't tell me like I get a lot of sleep. My secret is that I use Aztec facial clay. You guys use that Aztec facial clay? It's good.
Anyway, it's doing wonders for you.
Thank you so much. Andy, we'll start with you. What's your secret, buddy?
I don't know. I'm thinking hard.
You consider yourself an open person?
Yeah, so much so that I don't have a lock on my phone.
That's true.
I don't have a lot of secrets.
Well, it's something a lot of people wouldn't know about you. Maybe they wouldn't suspect it.
I love professional wrestling.
Is that true?
It's so much fun. If you're watching it with the right mindset, it's so much fun.
Who's your wrestler?
He's dead.
Oh,
Macho Man Randy Savage.
Oh, classic.
Like, it's the only form of entertainment that exists now that still employs spectacle.
What about the Super Bowl halftime show?
But this is every single week, all year long. They never have an off season. There's like huge characters. There's pyrotechnics. There's storylines that go for years.
It's like a soap opera.
Yeah, and like
soap opera.
Thanks, Mark.
That doesn't exist anywhere else, especially now that like the circus is gone.
Oh yeah,
like that kind of thing doesn't exist anywhere.
Greatest Showman.
It's haven't seen it.
Well, you love musicals. You should check it out.
I said I like them.
All right. But do you want to go sometime? I have movie pass.
Sure.
Cool.
But yeah, no, it's like I don't watch it constantly, but I usually watch the pay-per-views, and it's just I don't know.
Have you been watching it since you were a boy?
Since I was like probably in like middle school or high school.
Oh. Yeah. I think it might have to be something. I don't know that I could learn to love it as like an adult.
See, the thing is, like, it was something that it was the era of like it was the Attitude Era,
sure.
The Rock and Stone Cold.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So like it was like in popular culture in a way that it isn't anymore. But and then like I didn't care about it for a bunch of years, and then like probably 3 or 4 years ago, just on a whim, my friend was like, "Hey, do you want to come watch WrestleMania?" And I was like, "Yeah, sure. It's been a while." And I started watching it, and I was like, "This is super fucking fun."
Now you're in love.
I don't want to say that, but it's I think it's a good time
with the WWE.
It's just like fun. People are like, "It's fake." I'm like, "Yeah."
Sure.
Do you want it to be real? Do you want like a demon man to like drop people on their heads?
Yeah, that would be much worse. That's like, true.
It's and also, I mean, I think it's a very underrated form of storytelling. There's a lot of like, I could talk about it for a long time. Actually,
clearly,
I think it's
all right, Mark. All right, thanks, Andy.
All right, well.
Mark, what's your secret?
Like Andy, I'm really racking my brain here.
I thought you were going to say like Andy, I love wrestling.
I love wrestling. I haven't watched it really since I was 8, but you know, it's cool.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's like people had those like rubber toys. Remember those toys? They were like rubber. I didn't like it.
Rubber toys?
Yeah, they were like rubber, so you could like bash them together and stuff. It was like look them up.
I will not do that.
Mark, you got nothing?
Okay.
You an open book?
I tell people I'm a vegetarian, but I eat fish and bacon sometimes.
Oh boy, that's not very good.
Do you need a better secret?
Does that hurt you or your soul to lie to people?
I feel bad about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think fish can feel?
Yes, very much so. Very, very much.
But you hate them and you want them to be cooked.
No, just, you know, sometimes I'm ordering off a Seamless and the restaurant that I want to order from, because I've already like picked my sides and my apps.
Yeah.
And I don't want to like close that and go to another restaurant. Mm-hmm. So I'm just like, oh, I'll just get the fish sandwich.
Where are you ordering that has a fish sandwich?
There's this place in Crown Heights called Get It and Get.
Get It and Get?
Yeah. Like you get it, the food, and then you get out.
Oh, okay. What kind of food is it?
It's fish.
Oh, gross. Yeah. Not a fish guy.
Not a fish guy?
Bah.
You don't like fish?
Bah.
I know what that means.
Bah. All right, so that's Harry Says Yes for another week.
You have a secret?
Oh, yeah. Several. All right, so that's Harry.
Sure?
No, I do this every week. What am I doing? Tell a secret every week?
Yeah.
Sounds like a really captivating podcast.
Today, it's not. Today, today in therapy, My therapist spent like 10 minutes looking at Katie Couric's Wikipedia page.
Was it? And reading was it this in relation to something you guys were talking about?
Like, we went from like, I don't know, we like ended up on a tangent about Katie Couric, and then he's like, I think her husband died, and then he like was on Wikipedia looking at it for a very long time, and I paid for that time.
So did he like reading it out loud to you at
yeah,
least?
Yeah, he was like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And then he read, like...
Were you just sitting in silence while he was, like...
I was like, oh, yeah. I mean, it's fine.
Have you ever met Katie Couric?
Yeah, several times.
Is that how it came up?
Yeah.
Was this a... Can I ask about the encounter?
Well, it's actually... So, what about meeting Katie Couric?
Did you kill her husband?
He died of colon cancer.
Did which you is why kill her husband?
I did. No, yeah. The therapist is a very nice guy, but sometimes we talk about... stuff that frankly isn't my problem. So anyway, that's Harry Says Yes for a week. Sorry, Mark, how can people find you on the internet?
They can't. I'm on the dark web.
Yeah, you're not really you don't have a Twitter?
Oh, I do have a Twitter.
That's do? The
thing. Yeah.
I'll follow you.
It's @sharprake.
Nice.
Yeah.
What kind of things do you think they should tweet at you?
They should tweet suggestions for how to improve my social media presence.
All right. Andy, what about you?
What about me?
How can people find you on the internet or otherwise?
On social media, I am @TomHanksGiving. And in real life, I mean, I'm a white guy.
You live in Bensonhurst.
6 feet tall, brown hair. So, you know. It's going to be pretty easy to point me out in a crowd. But if you're not going to meet me on the street, you can see me at the Tank Theater performing every Friday at 9:30.
Great.
And the second Wednesday of every month.
Cool. I'll have to come on a Wednesday sometime.
You have plans on Friday?
Usually. I try and keep busy. All right, so that's Harry Says Yes for another week. Thank you guys so much for being here, and we'll see you guys. You guys are going to come back next week, right?
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah, all right. Well, we'll see you next week. End of podcast.
Can we reprogram ourselves for love?
Toaster making them, and yes. I purchased them at Trader Joe's because they were like $1, and I was like, I haven't had blueberry waffles in a long time.
Yeah. How are they?
Mediocre.
Put some syrup on those bad boys?
Sure did.
Really kicks it up a notch.
Vermont's best. What'd yeah. you say?
Kicks it up a notch?
A little bit.
I don't eat those for breakfast. I eat it for dinner.
You say that like, is there a reason behind
I'm
that?
I'm a bit of a bad boy. Yeah.